This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Michael Orthodox Church in Louisville, Kentucky. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures and to day 83 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis, and today is March 24. Today we begin a new book, the book of Judges. Now Moses and Joshua were great leaders for the children of Israel. They reached the promised land with Moses and entered with Joshua, and now have the job of maintaining their community, their culture, their faith, and their stability. The threat of heresy and abandonment of the commandments of God handed to them by Moses is all around them. This is partly because they were unable to conquer the land completely. They couldn't remove all the former communities from the land, and so other religious beliefs surround them. And without good leadership, the people will succumb to the temptations, both of false belief, as well as losing the land they were promised, and even being conquered. The new leaders, who have qualities of military generals, wise elders, and godly shepherds, are known as the judges. These are the leaders who followed Moses and Joshua. This book highlights the events with the children of Israel in the promised land following Joshua and the judges who lead them. Let's begin. The Book of Judges, chapters 1 and 2. After Joshua died, the descendants of Israel asked of the Lord, saying, "Who shall be first to go up for us to fight against the Canaanites?" And the Lord said, "Judah shall go up. Indeed, I have delivered the land into his hand." So Judah said to Simeon his brother, "Come up with me to my allotted territory, so that we can stand in battle formation against the Canaanites, and I will go with you to your allotted territory." And Simeon went with him. Then Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand. And they killed 10,000 men at Bezek. And they overtook Adoni Bezek in Bezek, and stood in formation against him. And they slaughtered the Canaanites and the Perizzites. Then Adoni Bezek fled, and they pursued him and caught him and cut off his thumbs and big toes. And Adoni Bezek said, 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off used to gather the things under my table. God has repaid me for what I have done." They then brought him to Jerusalem, where he died. Now the sons of Judah fought against Jerusalem and captured it by striking it with the edge of the sword and setting the city on fire. Afterward, the sons of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites, who dwelt in the mountains in the plains of the south. Then Judah went against the Canaanites who dwelt in Hebron. And Hebron, previously called Kirjath Arba, went out against them. And they struck Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, descendants of Enoch. From there they went up against the inhabitants of Debir, previously called Kirjath Sefer, the city of letters. Then Caleb said, "Whoever attacks the city of letters and takes it, to him I will give my daughter Aksah as wife." And Othniel, the younger son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, took it. So Caleb gave him his daughter Aksah as wife. And it came to be at the reception, Othniel urged her to ask her father for a field. And she complained and cried out from her donkey, "You have delivered me into a southern land." And Caleb responded to her, "What is your request?" So Aksah said to him, "Give me a blessing, since you have delivered me into a southern land. Give me the water as well." And Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs, as was the desire of her heart. Now the sons of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up from the city of palms with the sons of Judah into the desert of Judah, in the south of Judah, at the descent of Arad, And they went and dwelt with the people. And Judah went with his brother Simeon, and they attacked the Canaanites who inhabited Zephath, and utterly destroyed them. So the city was called Accursed. And Judah did not inherit Gaza, nor her coasts, nor Ashkelon with its territory, nor Akron, nor her coasts, nor Ekron with its territory. The Lord was with Judah, and he inherited the mountain, for they could not completely destroy the inhabitants of the lowland, because Rechab prevented it. And they gave Hebron to Caleb, as Moses had said. And after this he inherited the three cities of the sons of Anak. But the sons of Benjamin did not secure the Jebusites who dwelt in Jerusalem. So the Jebusites dwell with the sons of Benjamin in Jerusalem until this day. And the sons of Joseph also went up to Bethel, and the Lord was with them. Then they set up camp and spied on Bethel, previously named Luz. And when the spies looked, they noticed a man leaving the city, and they seized him and said to him, "Show us the entrance to the city, and we will be merciful to you." And he showed them the entrance to the city, and they struck the city with the edge of the sword, but they let the man and his family leave. And the man escaped to the land of the Hittites, where he built a city he called Luz. This is its name to this day. However, Manasseh did not drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shean, a city of Scythians, nor her towns and suburbs, nor Taanach and her suburbs, nor the inhabitants of Dor and its suburbs, nor the inhabitants of Balak and its daughters, nor the inhabitants of Megiddo and its suburbs and its daughters, nor the inhabitants of Jeblahem and its suburbs and its daughters. Indeed, the Canaanites began to dwell in this land. And when Israel became strong, they put the Canaanites under forced labor, but they did not drive them out completely. Ephraim did not drive out the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer. So the Canaanites dwelt in the midst of them in Gezer and paid taxes. Nor did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kitron, nor the inhabitants of Domana. So the Canaanites dwelt in the midst of them and paid taxes. Nor did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Akko, though they did pay taxes to them. Nor did the inhabitants of Dor, nor the inhabitants of Sidon, nor the inhabitants of Ahlab, Akzib, Helba, Nai, or Erio. So Asher dwelt in the midst of the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, for he was not able to drive them out. Nor did Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh, nor the inhabitants of Beth Anath, but Naphtali dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land. Nevertheless, the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and Beth Anath paid taxes to them. And the Amorites forced the sons of Dan into the mountains, for they would not allow them to come down to the valley. And the Amorites began to dwell in the mountain of the myrtle grove, where there were bears and foxes. Yet the hand of the house of Joseph was heavy upon the Amorite, and he came to pay tribute to them. Now the boundary of the Amorites went upward from the ascent of Akrabim from the rock. Then the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to the place of weeping, and to Bethel, and to the house of Israel, and said to them, "Thus says the Lord, I led you up from Egypt and brought you to the land I promised your fathers, and I said, I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land, nor shall you worship their gods, but you will destroy their graven images, and you shall tear down their altars. But you did not obey my voice, for you did these things. Therefore I also said, I will not drive them out before you, and they shall become as snares, and their gods shall be a cause for stumbling for you." When the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the sons of Israel, the people lifted up their voices and wept, and they called that place the place of weeping, and there they made a sacrifice to the Lord. And when Joshua had dismissed the people, each man went to his inheritance to take possession of his land. So the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua. and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who saw every great deed the Lord did for Israel. Now Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at 110 years old, and they buried him within the border of his inheritance at Timnath-Heres on Mount Ephraim, on the north side of Mount Gash. And when all that generation were laid with their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord, nor the work he had done for Israel. Then the sons of Israel did evil before the Lord and served the Baals. They forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. They followed other gods from among the gods of the nations all around them, and they bowed down to them. They provoked the Lord to anger. They forsook him and served Baal and the Ashtoreths. And the Lord was enraged with anger at Israel. So he delivered them into the hands of plunderers, who ravaged them and sold them into the hands of their enemies all around. As a result, they could no longer stand before their enemies. Whenever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for calamity, as the Lord had spoken, and as the Lord had sworn to them, he greatly distressed them. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges, and the Lord saved them from the hand of those who plundered them. But even so, they would not listen to their judges, but instead they played the harlot with other gods and bowed down to them. They turned quickly from the way in which their fathers had walked in obeying the commandments of the Lord. They did not do so, and the Lord raised up judges for them. The Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved by their groaning because of those who besieged them and harassed them. And when the judge was dead, they went back to their former ways and behaved more corruptly than their fathers, by following other gods, serving them, and bowing down to them. They did not reject their pursuits, nor their stubborn ways. Then the Lord was enraged with anger at Israel, and he said, "Because this nation set aside my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and has not heeded my voice, therefore I will not drive away from your presence any more of the men Joshua the son of Nun left in the land." And the Lord left them, to test Israel by them, to see whether they would keep the ways of the Lord, to walk in them and keep them as their fathers did. Therefore the Lord left those nations without driving them out immediately, and he did not deliver them into the hand of Joshua. Psalm 72, verses 1 through 14. How good God is to Israel, to the upright in heart. But as for me, my feet were almost shaken, my steps had nearly slipped. For I was jealous of the lawless when I beheld the peace of sinners. For there is no upward gaze at their death, nor steadfastness in their chastening. They are not in difficulties as other men, and they shall not be chastened with other men. For this reason, arrogance mastered them. They clothe themselves with their wrongdoing and ungodliness. Their wrongdoing shall go forth as from fatness. They passed through to their heart's intent. They thought and spoke in evil. They spoke in wrongdoing to the height. They set their mouth against heaven, and their tongue passed through the earth. For this reason my people shall return here. Days of fullness shall be found in them. They said, "How does God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are sinners, and they prosper. They possess wealth in this age." And I said, "Surely in vain have I kept my heart righteous and washed my hands with the innocent. For all day long I was scourged, and my reproof persisted through the night." Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. Wrath destroys even men of discernment, but a humble answer turns away anger, and a grievous word stirs up wrath. The tongue of the wise understands good things, but the mouth of those without discernment proclaims evil things. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. They keep watch over both the evil and the good. The healing of the tongue is a tree of life, and the one who guards it will be filled with the Spirit. A son without discernment treats the instruction of his father with contempt, but the one who guards his commandments is more astute. Luke 2, verses 1 through 24. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord," and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, "A pair of turtle doves, or 2 young pigeons. As most people know, the Orthodox Christian services are filled with the Scriptures. Most of the service comes from quotes, verses, or whole chapters of the Bible. I really don't think you'll find a greater use of Scripture anywhere. For instance, when the Divine Liturgy begins, we quote from Luke chapter 2 the words of the angelic hosts at the birth of Jesus, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." The prayer of the angels at the time of this momentous occasion is that God may be glorified and that people on earth may experience peace and goodwill. That's what God wants as well. that all experience peace, the peace that comes from a restoration of our relationship with Him. There are some who have translated this verse differently, and you see it sometimes, especially on Christmas cards. You'll see, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men of goodwill." This gives the impression that we're only praying that good people experience peace. Does God desire the blessing of all or some? The Orthodox Church translates it as goodwill towards men, meaning all people. And this is what Jesus taught too. Remember what we read in Matthew chapter 5? "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for He makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even tax collectors do the same?" God's love is towards all, and so must ours. That doesn't mean we have to be best buddies with everyone, but to remember that God loves them and has created them with His image implanted in them. God desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And so should we. And I know our daily Orthodox scriptures is playing a large role in my own salvation, and I'm doubly blessed knowing that we're reading together. Tomorrow we will continue. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You have been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. For more information about the ministries of St. Michael Orthodox Church, please visit OrthodoxKY.com. That's OrthodoxKY.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.